Hello, and welcome back to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today I'm covering trends in web content management and digital experience with Jeff Bock, who's an industry analyst and also a principal at Bock & Company. So now my next question for you is, this may be more controversial than I mean it to be, but it's about digital asset management. And again, at Gilbane, there was a session on digital asset management and the importance of that as really as a standalone software category. And one of the experts at a session was talking about the perils of trying to manage your digital assets, your video, your photos, all that stuff from a web content management system. And she was very concerned that attendees were not trying to do that. But I have my own theories about whether web content management, digital content management systems might subsume this digital asset management category. What are your thoughts on that for next year and the years to come? Do you think it's going to stay as a standalone category, or are these features going to kind of sync up with one another?
Oh, I'd love to hear your theories as well on this. I'm pretty passionate about it. Look, digital asset management as a product category has been around for a long, long time. And it really gets its start as a way of helping print publishers manage all of the digital assets and all of the, which at the beginning was really photos for a print publishing process. So if you look at what a digital asset management system initially does, is that it's helping print publishers better improve their publishing life cycle. And this was a very big problem 10 and 15 years ago, just as the web was taking off. Print was still seen as the center, if you will, the center of the universe, and web was sort of an add-on. Now we've actually flipped it the entire way. Most publishers realize that digital is here to stay and that print is only one of a number of channels that they need to support. Certainly, when you talk about the disruption of the publishing industry, it's really how it's been hollowed out by the digital publishing processes and the multiple channels of distribution. DAM has become much broader as a product category, has become much broader, and most DAM systems are going to look for ways to also support different kinds of multimedia. Primarily video assets in different ways. The third thing that DAM systems do is they look for ways to manage and monetize assets. So the thing with another thing that makes media assets different from normal text assets is that quite often photos need to be bought and sold. Videos, there are a whole set of rights associated with media, particularly in the commercial space, and that also has to be managed. So I think people are right to say that no, you don't want to manage your digital assets inside your web content management system. But really, I think going forward, we need to look at this problem holistically, and we have to look at the total management of all kinds of digital assets, including text, as a type of digital asset. And we need to be able to identify what kinds of assets need to get managed in what ways. There needs to be a consistent set of metadata and a consistent management environment among all these different types of assets. There may well be different storage metaphors, so it's quite possible that text files and text objects can be stored in an ordinary file system, while large blobs of streaming data or video data needs to be managed by a special purpose video server on the back end. But all of that can be designed and engineered and costed out depending upon what the design objectives are. And the final thing I'd mention is let's not forget audio, podcasts, music, songs, chants, and whatever. All podcasts and music and audio are digital assets too, and they also need to be part of the total package. But going back to the origins of DAM systems, digital asset management systems, many of the DAM vendors do not pay much attention to the specific characteristics of audio and how you might want to index and manage audio, for the simple reason that if you're in print publishing, you weren't worried about audio broadcasting.
Right. So I guess my question to you is whether keeping these things in, you know, what we often refer to as silos, or whether there's some way to create APIs or some common interface where maybe there's a DAM and there's also a web content management system, but the user sees it as one fluid UI. Or why isn't it possible? I'll just go one further and say, why isn't it possible that a web content management system could build in some of these features like digital rights management and some of the workflows and the storage capacity necessary to really manage these digital assets? Is that not a plausible scenario?
Oh, it certainly is a plausible scenario. From a system design and even a customer experience perspective, the third leg of the stool, though, is that then you get into this nasty little problem of how organizations work, and typically, how organizations work and what are the commercial rights to different kinds of assets and what's in different situations. And so if you happen to be a visually oriented person and you spend all your time all day editing pictures and trying to work on layouts, you have a different mindset as an editor than if you are necessarily a writer who spends all day simply writing text and wanting your text to be reviewed. And then the third, and obviously if you're in the multimedia business, you are used to using a whole different set of tools. So the creation experiences can be very different, but they really should be, you're right, Lauren, they should be able to be bridged. And I think these next generation digital content management systems are going to be able to do that because they will have the information architectures that will address all of the different use cases. And there's no reason why there can't be a coordinated set of metadata that spans all of these different, all of these different experiences. And I've actually begun to see that. I mean, in some of the third generation, I've recently seen demos of a number of what I call third generation digital experience sites, and they're doing nice jobs of integrating audio and video as part of the total experiences that they're trying to create. And they're creating these experiences by looking at their customer experience holistically and then developing the appropriate information architecture. It's hard. It takes time. It's not a one shot, it's not a quick hit. But with enough time and effort, you can do it.
Right. So that's something that we'll have to keep an eye on this year, because it does seem unnecessarily siloed still at this point. So I'm sure a subject that we'll come back to both in your writing and possibly some other audio recordings that we'll do together.
Yeah, that would be great. And I think you're right. It's unnecessarily siloed. And it, right now, it's unnecessarily siloed because of the history that the history and background that these systems were been designed to support the creative professionals who have different skills and expertise without necessarily thinking about the unified customer experience.
So many thanks to Jeff Bock for joining us today and helping us think about some of these trends in web content management and digital experience. And for more on content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. Till next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz. Thanks for joining us.